Hello, and how the fuck are you? It's been a minute. Almost a month. It's, you know, it almost seems like I went out for milk, and I'm just here visiting on your mom's. Anyways, I'm back for God knows only a few minutes, and then I'll be gone for another month or some bullshit because I'm inconsistent as fuck, and I guess I'm always gonna be like that. Anyways, I'm not in a good mood. I'm not. Basically, you know what? I guess I'll catch you guys up on what I've been up to in a bit. But right now, I'm fucking a little heated, right? A little heated. Because some of you may not know, but just in case you haven't figured it out, I do drive a vehicle. You know, I have a car. And this car sometimes has parts, you know, that needs to work together in order for this motherfucker to go from point A to point B, right? And some of these parts, you know, are, you know, just accessories, but even though they don't have anything to do with the engine, it is required sometimes by law to have them, such as, oh, I don't know, your fucking headlights. And guess what? Your boy has been driving around motorcycle style with one fucking light in the front for the past week. Now, I certainly could have fucking went to a local Walmart or Target. Most likely Walmart, because I don't know if Target has a an auto center. But, you know, I could have went there, got me a cheap headlight, you know, $10. And it would have lasted me a couple months because they're cheap, you know? And that's not what I did, because you know why I haven't done that? Because I fucking did that for months, you know? And I was like, you know what? Let me be a big boy. Let me put on my big boy pants. You know, let me invest a little bit more money. So, you know, I had a decent check not too long ago, And I decided to spend a little bit of money on some LED headlights, you know? And as we know, LED takes less energy. So I was just hoping, just a little bit, that I don't have to worry as much, you know? Like, even if they do burn out, at least I get a little bit of, you know, longevity on it and brighter headlights. So that's what I did. I decided to put my fucking money towards this shit, and I was excited. I ordered it online. The seller was some kind of fucking, you know, Asian name, but it wasn't from China. It was from California, so that was interesting. But you know, I didn't think much of it. I saw that it had a FedEx. I mean, was it FedEx? Yeah, FedEx tracking number. Everything. So I'm excited, right? Today was the delivery date, and I'm sure some of you can guess what happened. It didn't fucking show. And now, it's not that it didn't show, like, you know, it got left behind at the distribution center or something. No, this motherfucker dropped it off at the wrong place and sent me a photo of it. Say, haha, look where I did. Fucking, I dropped my shit off at somebody else's place. And you know, this is like first world problems, right? But nevertheless, I'm heated. Like, how you gonna fucking drop off? And the thing about my address, the thing about my motherfucking address is that it's almost one of a kind, right? There's only one similar other address that I remember that is in Orlando, which is about 30 minutes away from me. But due to the photo that I saw, it was pretty much dropped off at a ranch, right? Somebody's fucking farm. So, good it's a good assumption that it didn't fucking get dropped off at Orlando. All right. That's one. Two was that my my address consists of an apartment number, right? So this is a ranch / farm. You would think that this fucking driver would be like, oh wait, this is not an apartment. But apparently they think it is an apartment. Okay, when you fucking have fucking horses and cows in the fucking background, must be an apartment. Because that makes fucking sense. But you know what? Whatever. First world problems. I already called. I already fucking made a complaint like a little white girl. By the way, if you guys want to waste your time on something, I want you to try to call the FedEx customer service number and try to get like a fucking representative. It is not easy. It's just not fucking easy. All right. I had to say something I want to complain. Then they brought me to somebody. But if you're ever just trying to say, oh, you're trying to locate a package or, you know, you're trying to send something out, you're going to just have this fucking 40-year-old fucking robot talking to you, telling you how you're a dipshit. So if you guys want to have some fun with that, be my guest. All right, but other than that, how's everyone going? How's everyone's day? Are we are we energetic today? Are we feeling spiritual? And are we letting the light through our skin and saying no to these demons that surround us? And are we sunbathing and putting our buttholes towards the sun so we can feel the heat from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through our assholes? Are we doing that? Man, I don't even get to fucking see the sun no more. I do an overnight fucking job and I don't get to see the goddamn sun unless I'm going home. And even then, it hasn't even fucking made, it hasn't even been twilight yet. And, I don't know. But speaking of the job, I know some people are curious of what's going on with the job. Pretty good. It's not a bad gig. It's actually kind of it's simple. It's simple. I get my mind off the shit. I feel like I've talked about this before. I'm not gonna lie, but since it's been so long, this could be a little refresher. Oh my god! Did you hear about that? By the way, did you hear that? Fucking Starbucks is getting a class action lawsuit because their refreshers don't have real fucking fruit inside of it. I gotta get on that shit because I think I ordered one 6 years ago. So let's see if I can get at least a dollar or two for a new refresher. But you know, that's what you gotta do, right? You get money to spend it right on the same bullshit. I bet you that's what those bitches did in the early 2000s. Remember when these two fat broads fucking sued McDonald's because they were fucking gaining weight? I'm not sure. I'm showing my age right now. But there was a time when these two fucking bitches, I believe it was two, or at least one woman that was the size of two. At least, bare minimum. But this fucking broad, or broads, fucking was trying to sue McDonald's because their gene lines didn't, their buttons weren't buttoning. You know, the jeans their own clothes was getting stretch marks kind of shit. You know what I mean? And I'm not sure. It's been so long. I was a kid when it happened, but I should look it up. I should have done my research. But if they did win, I'm pretty sure they're not going to stop eating McDonald's. You know, who can pass up a fucking sweet tea or a frappe with the side of I'm talking about lunch rush fucking chicken nuggets. You know those shits are fresh. And this is coming from a certified fat boy. Okay. In fact, I broke my fast today. I didn't want to, but then I thought about it. I'll be like, wait, hold on. It's my fucking day off. I'll do what the fuck I want. So I just broke my fast and I had McDonald's myself because I'm a fucking adult. Do what I want. Where was I going with this? I went from Starbucks. So it's refresh. Oh, the job. Sorry, ADHD. My bad. So yeah, the job ain't, I walk, I'm not a lot, no longer, I've been there for a minute, so I'm no longer, you know, walking 10 miles a day. I'm not walking, I'm now walking like probably between 6.5 to 7 miles a day. Really not bad, because it sounds like a lot, but you're stretching that over like 8 hours. And pretty soon, I'm going to have some 10-hour shifts. So that's going to be exciting because that gives me more days off. What was I going to say? No, honestly, this job has inspired me to invent a couple of things. Like things that I have not seen invented yet. So until I have A, money, and 2, the fucking brains to actually invent something, I'll let you guys know. Because this job has made me contemplate life in different ways. Which, a hospital, we all know is a business, right? Like, people go there, they get, it's the mechanic for the body, really. You go there, you get yourself fixed up, and you get a huge-ass bill, right? So it's a business. And, you know, basically, this is the only, I will say, customer service job that everybody's pretty much grateful when I fucking do it. Have I gotten complaints? Not yet. Knock on wood. Not yet, actually. Because usually if they're complaining, I just chalk it up to they're fucking crazy and they're pooping themselves anyway. So what do I care? Like, am I going to really take shit from somebody who pisses and shits their pants? Like, I'm not gonna deal with that. I got standards. But yeah, I've been hesitant to doing this podcast, not because, you know, I don't like doing it. I do love doing it, but it's always the same issues. I'm lacking shit to talk about, or pretty much all the shit that I want to talk about that happens like at that very moment in my brain, I kind of lose it like right then and there. Like, I'll be pushing a fucking patient around and I'll think some funny ass fucking scenarios and stories that just happened to me. And literally, in a snap of a finger, it just goes away. I don't know what happened to that memory. It will come back, like, maybe a year or two from now. Because that's how my memories work. Like, sometimes I forget in an instance, and it will just come back years later. You know, like, I remember the other day, I just said something out loud. Because I was answering a question that I did not have a fucking answer to. And that question was asked by a certain person 7 years ago, and it has been in my mind for 7 years. And the thing about my brain is that I have a brain that like just can't let go when something's like itching me. It just can't let go. Like, so if you walked up to me, it's like, hey, I got a question, right? I'll be like, hey, what's up? And then if you just leave me hanging, that shit bothers me. I have to fucking literally put knuckles to your face to beat it. Like, I have to beat it out of you. Because I need to know. I can't just let that shit hang. Okay? I will remember to the day I die until you fucking ask me that question that you wanted to ask me. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know why my brain's like that. It's fucking annoying. But, like, when it comes to cherished memories, nah. I'm forgetting that. But when it comes to shit that's just, you know, itches my skin. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to remember. What was it? Fucking the goddamn hospital. Okay, back to the hospital. So one of the things that has been bothering me lately is, other than the walking, you know, my right knee's been a little clicky-clacky, rickety-raggedy kind of shit. So, you know, my age is catching up. Or my weight. It's one of those two. Weight or age. Or both. you know, getting me on both sides. But what doesn't make sense is that, like, I won't lie to you guys. I not that far off, like, from the last podcast, I was kind of rocking a little bit above three bills. You know, I was a little bit above three bills. And I'll tell you what, I did not have no knee problems. All right? Now I'm a lot lower than that. Not a lot, but a lot. And now the knee problems are coming up. Yo, my girl's fucking texting me like crazy right now. Hold on. I'm trying to be professional. Oh, okay. She doesn't like the skin pic that I just sent her, I guess. You know, I just sent her a picture of my toesies. And I also sent it to my sister, the younger one. And I don't know, man. I'm just trying to spur conversation. So, you know, I got to show some skin out there and just talk, you know, show them what's up. Show them that I got some crusty-ass toes and I want them to lick them. Not, well, actually, that would be weird if my sister looked. She can just watch while my girl licks them. How about that? If my sister watches, that's still creepy. Oh, shit. I guess she can just have the photo. You know, that's all. Free sample. I just tell her about the experience. But yeah, I had a definitely, if I had any bisexual day today, I'm going to say bisexual. Some of you guys might call it ambidextrous from some of you hood niggas. But basically, I had a female and man moment today, which is this morning I decided to go to the Bath and Body Works and get me a little spray, a body spray, and so I could smell fresh. Which is pretty much what I did. I got me a body spray. And don't knock Bath and Body Works. I know it's mainly for bitches, but like there's like a very, very small corner for men. And that's where I was. So I got me a little something. Because I want to like smell good, but I don't want to fucking break the bank. So Bath and Body Works. So that's what equal rights gets you, you know, like women want to be equal, so they give us 20. So wait, hold on. So if they get a fraction of our pay, do you think this is like retaliation? Like we only get a fraction of the store? Like has anybody ever I know women don't fucking notice because they get shit handed to them, pretty much. Like as soon as you walk into a fucking Macy's or a goddamn whatever Target, what is in the front? Right there in the motherfucking front. All the time. Women's clothes. Because women are the, you know, the number one consumers. I get it in a marketing standpoint, right? Because, like, a woman, and trust me, I've been with a fucking woman for a while. Okay? They'll fucking buy a piece of clothing. Okay? Honey, if you're listening to this, this might feel like a personal attack. It's not. But it is. Anyways. Fucking, they'll buy a piece of clothing, and they'll be like, oh, so cute, it fits me, it feels comfortable on me, it feels like so lush, and that's what I get, you know, that's what happens on the first time you wear, right, and then you wash it maybe one time or whatever, and it doesn't fit you anymore. You know, and that's the shit that I got to deal with on a daily basis. And not only that, but then it's the whole color scheme. Like, I don't know. Like, this sweater looks cute. It feels amazing. But I don't have anything goes with it. Babe, I got to buy more pants that go with it. I got to get the shoes that matches with this. You know, and then the shoes don't fit me right. The pants don't fit me right. It's not the right buttons. I don't like the stitching. The fabric is a little itchy. Like, so what does that do? You know, fucking, you go right back to the fucking store and did you buy more fucking clothes, right? So I get it. That's right in the front where what was I gonna say? In the back, you know, is the men's, right? We only get like, it's either in the back of the store, if you're on a single floor, we're in the back of the store, or on the very side slash corner of the store, all right? Like, for example, I'm not sure about up north. It's been a minute since I've been up there, but down south, there's a store called Ross, right? It's like a discounted store, right? It's like all the shit that other stores didn't want. So they just give it to them. It's like, hey, ain't broken. It's still got the tags and everything. It's just, we don't want them. It's out of season. So that store takes them and gives it to you at a reduced price. Anyways, even that store, it's a janky-ass store sometimes. And you know what? They have aisles upon aisles upon aisles upon aisles of women clothes. Men, right in the corner, right next to the luggage, the rejected suitcases. We got a corner of mix and match clothes and shoes that don't make any sense, like at all. Like, you ever seen boot sneakers for men? It's fucking ridiculous. Like, boots that look like sneakers. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do like that? I don't even see that in the main stores. I don't even know where the fuck they got this bullshit. Again, my ADHD is showing because I really don't know how I got on this topic. Let's see. I talk about women, fucking fat broads. I don't even know how I got to... Back to the job. How about that? I'm going fucking back to the job. Yeah, fucking my leg. What else is fucking bothering me other than my fucking leg? Smells. Smells. Okay, so anybody's ever worked a hospital job, there's some undescribable smells. Okay, like even last night, there was like, not to get into his business too much, but you know, this very sweet, all right? I should start. He was very sweet, very kind. But god damn, bro. I fucking had to sniff his ass crack. All right? And it's not like, I know it was coming from his ass because he was butt-ass naked on my goddamn stretcher. All right? I had to cover up with a blanket. But, oh my god. Like, I don't even know. It went up to my brain. Okay? That shit is still with me. All right, the only thing I could, I don't know, it was wafting fucking ass smell. But it wasn't just any ass, like, because he's 80, it's like pre-expired ass, right? It's like his ass died, but his body's trying to catch up. Hold on, did I just hear somebody break in? All right, nope, we're good. Anyways. So, yeah, it fucking smells like ass upon ass upon ass. So, it was generational ass. But that wasn't even the only thing. The other thing is that it was lingering the halls. So, everywhere I went, it was like a trail of ass mist, like, following us. You know, after he was done, I dropped him off back in his room and... You know, I closed the door to cover up that ass. Fucking, I wiped down my stretcher. You know, I use alcohol wipes. There's big ones, okay? It's not that little one before they wipe your arm and put a needle in. There's actually, like, really big ones that we use for our stretchers. And I was praying to God it would kill the smell, but it didn't. And then I started thinking about it, and then I'm convinced that maybe... Just maybe it's actually not, you know, the stretcher that smells anymore. It's stuck in my nose, you know. Maybe there's some ass in my nose now, and it's gonna be in my nose for a bit. But yeah. Oh yeah. Let me finish this up, and then. No, I finished the other thing up too. Guys, I'm so sorry. I'm back and forth. The bisexual day. I did the fucking spray, blah, blah, blah. And then now I was working on the car, okay? If you guys are fucking wondering, I was working on the goddamn car. I was checking for burnt fuses, you know, because I got a situation with my windows where, like, only a few, one of them works really, and the other one's, like, only works one way. So I was checking relays and fucking fuses and shit. So, like, I don't know. I'm going to have to bring it to a mechanic because all the fuses look good, actually. Like, I got a little tester for them. Anyways, let's see, old man ass smell, blah, 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 fucking, so yeah, that's the only really thing I have to complain about my job, is actually the smell, and, you know, pay could be a little better, just a little better, you know, so I can have some walking around money, you know, I just want enough money for the gumball machine, you know. I don't know. I just hate having just enough money to be broke. It is cruel, man. Yo, for real though. Like, does anybody remember when you were a kid? Especially, okay. So I'm in my late 20s. Okay, it sucks saying that, but yeah, I'm in my late 20s. I only got a few years left before I'm officially old, according to the youngins, according to these Gen Zers, because I'm born in the fucking 1900s, as they like to say. But, I was gonna say, remember when you were a kid, and you were like, I don't know, you were just fantasizing about being an adult, right? You were fantasizing the fuck out of it. Oh yeah, when I turned 16... I'm gonna get a car. No. Alright? Like, if you grew up with parents that loved you but didn't want you to fucking get everything handed to you and shit, or that they couldn't afford it, whatever, you know, mom or dad did their best, you gotta work for that car, right? You gotta fucking go to your part-time job. You're only getting, like, $200 every 2 weeks because you're a fucking student. You know, you only can work, like, 16 hours or some bullshit like that. So there's that. Then once you actually become an adult, 18 years old, not only that, you have now can work full time and make more money, but now you really got to make a decision on whether you're going to work full time or you're going to get an education and be either a full time or part time student. It's like, wow, okay. Then you get your first real debt, which is your student loan. You know, like, that, it's like, as soon as you turn 18, that is when your shit starts. That's when fucking Uncle Sam wants to be like, so, where's my taxes? Okay, you need to fucking pay all this shit. I don't care if you're fucking 18, all right? You're serial number 0059, okay? Like, that's how I see you, okay? Everybody in this countryly. That's not even a fucking word. Everybody in this country gets equally raped. Okay. Not equally. I'm not going to say that. We're not even equally raped. Some people get raped more than others. Through taxes, ladies and gentlemen. Not the actual rape. Which, unless you was doing tax evasion, where then you would actually go to jail or prison and then get literal raped. And then in that case, the government raped you by getting you set up to get raped. It's a whole web of rape here. You know, it's one big national rape. National crisis rape. What? I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. It's like my brain is like misfiring right now. But, what am I saying? I don't know what I'm saying. But I will say this. Because The other night, I would say, what's today? Today's Friday. I would say Wednesday. I almost fucking threw myself out the goddamn window. As you may or may not know, even though I just fucking said it a billion times, that I work in a hospital. There's certain things about me. I can handle blood. I can handle drool. Okay. I can handle a lot of things. I'm a little bit iffy on piss. But one thing I can't handle is shit. I just can't handle shit. Okay? I'm more okay with, like, I don't know. I can do some really gross shit, some really violent shit with these bare hands. But as soon as I barely see a little poopy, I can't fucking do it. I can't. And, so, needless to say, again, can't say who it is or nothing like that. But there was this older lady. As soon as I picked her up from a testing site, if you will. And this woman was hanging off the cart. Like, put her whole fucking vagina over the goddamn stretcher arm. She was drooling on the side of the stretcher. She's literally diarrhea. Like, that's a word in my book. Okay, I'm using diarrhea-ing as a word now. But this bitch was bottle rocking her fucking asshole out. Okay, she was had a diaper, but somehow this woman is built like a fat egg. Alright, she had no real shape to her, not really. But all I know is that she made that diaper into a thong. And if you think it was like a fat ass, you'll be wrong, my friend. Okay, it was more like a fat pussy lip. Okay, one specific pussy lip. The other one was in their one pussy lip was in their 20s. The other pussy lip was damn near in this, like, centuries ahead of time. All right, they didn't even balance out. Okay, like, it made no fucking sense. But yeah, I saw some old lady pussy. And I saw this old lady rocket pussy fucking shitting out at the other. I don't even know, bro. Maybe I'm confused because their asshole kind of like smoothly went into, like, I don't know. The transition from their ass crack to their vagina was almost seamless. Okay. I hate to say it like that. I don't want to, you guys think I'm checking out old ladies now or some shit, but it was almost a scientific discovery at that point. Like, somebody had to study her on how misshapen this woman was. Okay, like, anyways, because this is traumatic, guys. I'm speaking about my trauma, and I just want you guys to be, like, supportive and, you know, really listen to my feelings. Okay, because my feelings matter, because I'm such a fucking empath, and I just want other empaths to listen to me. So this is my truth, okay? It's just a little hard to talk about. Anyways, so this fucking bitch is shitting all over. I had to, like, there was a trail of shit. I had to go through, let me count. I had to go through two floors of leaving a nice little shit trail. Like, I was the Hansel and Gretel of shit. Alright, shit crumbs everywhere. Okay. The custodian ladies didn't like it. I didn't like it. I was begging for help. I literally showed up to the patient's room and I pressed that nurse's station button. Bro, I needed all the backup. And let me tell you, I got five nurses to do what I couldn't do. Okay, which is get her out of my fucking stretcher and get her cleaned up. I don't know, man. I saw like I said, man, one pussy lip was not matching the other. So when this nurse cleaned her up, I think one of the pussy lips slightly graced her wristwatch. She had a pussy wristwatch. I don't even know, man. I felt bad for her, but it wasn't my business. And, like, I know you guys might think I'm trying to make you laugh with all this shit. I know, like, talking about sex is easy laughs. You know, harder laughs would be talking about, like, some real life shit. But this was real life for me, guys. And, I don't know. I even texted my own boss, like, hey, yo, like, listen, bud. Like, I need something. I need to go home early or whatever. And he was like, I'll give you a 10-minute break after this. But you still got to clean up that shit. I was like, oh, God. So, yeah. I clean up shit, y'all. And I didn't want to do that. And trust me, I usually like double coat my goddamn stretcher so I don't have to do that. All I gotta do is just wipe it down so I can kill diseases and shit, but I'm not there for the shit. And just so you guys know, since I'm not sure if anybody else is listening, fucking work at a hospital, but there's if you ever go back, right, and you gotta be admitted for anything, or sometimes, you know, you're in a stretcher or whatever, there's going to be two layers, right? There's going to be a sheet that's covering the entirety of either your bed or stretcher, right? And then you're going to see this little fucking thing in the middle of it, right? Another layer. I want you to know right now, if you ever go back to that fucking ER or whatever, even though it's water resistant, it is not a wee pad. They actually do have wee pads. That is not what that's for. Okay? Just so you guys know. That shit is for when you are too fucking drunk or high or whatever. Like, you just can't move. That's what that's for. It's for the nurses and shit to move you when you can't move yourself. Okay? That's all that's there for. Okay? If you need to pee in something, there's urinals. Okay? If you need to pee on something, there's pads. But just let somebody know. Okay? I'm spreading the word. And you guys, you spread the word for me too. But yeah, I will say after all this of working in the hospital, I will say it has killed, and I'm sad to say, but it has killed my sex drive a bit. Like, I am so lucky that I still find my partner of 6 years, a nice piece of, like, a nice slice of fuck a berry pie, you know, like, I'll bite the fuck out of that fucking ass of her, you know, like, god damn, like, she drives me crazy, physically, at least, mentally, too, but, like, that's a different kind of crazy, right? I don't know, she's, okay, she doesn't like me talking about her, but I love talking about her because I have no fucking friends. I have the one friend that's listening to this podcast right now. Shout out to you, Joe. But you know, he's in another state. You know, I can't really sit back, drink a beer with this guy, or just talk. You know, I can't do that. And it's kind of hard for me to text or call anybody because, you know, I get shy, believe it or not. But yeah, no. This girl, she's my female best friend, and I'm not ashamed to say it. But it's like when you look at her, right? She is a pretty girl, but when you look at her, right, you can kind of tell that she's not about fun, right? She likes laughing, but when it comes to going somewhere, no fun. She's very stick to her guns kind of person. And you know what? I kind of respect it in a way. Do I argue it? All the time. But there's some kind of respect there, you know? Like, you know who you are. You know who you are, and you know what you like. So there's some respect there. Even though the face might not say fun, when you look at that body, though, that's all you want is fun. Okay, like, she looks like she will supply the best fun in your life. But but let me tell you, she's very modest. Oh, well. But, yeah, so I am grateful that, like, you know, my dick still gets rock hard for her. Despite of all this fucking shit that I see as my goddamn job. You know, like, fucking diseases after diseases. Sometimes, like, when I get a call, right, to go transport some patient or some shit, guess what I see, you know, they give me, like, a brief synopsis of the patient, just name, age, weight, date of birth, and what room they go into, right? That's all they really give me. But sometimes they'll, like, give you this subsection to that call, and sometimes it'll be lit up like a Christmas tree, and guess what? All those little lights or things I'm seeing Those are all like fucking diseases of what they got. It's COVID or MRSA or C. diff or some shit like that. And I gotta be careful because I gotta come home still and fucking be with somebody. But yeah, I try to be careful. I try to wash my hands and sterilize my fucking hands and put my hands under scalding hot water. Damn, 40 minutes. I mean, I think this podcast has been a little longer than the last one. I think the last one was 30 minutes. I don't actually listen to my shit. All I know is it's about 5:30 p.m. where I'm at right now. I don't know. I just want a little power nap or something. But yeah, I think I caught you. Okay, so let's summarize this, right? Let's just make sure I covered everything, right? We talked about old man, what I don't like about the job, how I find clothes. I guess men with their clothes, you know, they only really buy it once, and we just try to make it work. That's the thing, right? I think that's one thing that women have on us. I know I just went down the monopoly of how women keep buying clothes, but, you know, that's some 80s stand-up comedy right now. Like, what are these women when they're buying all these clothes? Like, no, like, that's so fucking hacky. No, but I am thinking about it now. Like, I have cases of clothes in my apartment right now. These are clothes that I own that don't fit me anymore because I gain weight. Okay, and because I gain weight, these clothes that don't fit me, you know what? I have hope that I can lose the weight again and go back into the clothes. That's how a guy thinks. Oh, we don't have clothes that fits us. We're going to try to make it fit us. Those are the motivational guys. Okay. But we're not going to fucking, I don't know. We're going to just make it happen. I've seen guys that fucking still put on their skinny clothes and just let their fucking front ass hang, their stomach ass. And, you know, that's whatever. I've done that. Okay. I'm not ashamed to say it. I've done that. I let my stomach ass hang. And do I like it? No, not really. I can't even notice sometimes, but I wish somebody would tell me so I can correct the issue. Be a real friend, man. You know what? I guess that's it. It's been real, guys. Gonna wrap up this podcast. I'm done apologizing about being late. You know, it is what it is. I'm gonna just give it to you guys when I give it to you guys. And I do like you guys, don't get me wrong, but this podcast I feel like ain't going anywhere. And it's not because of the lack of listeners. It's just simply because I didn't even realize how fucking boring I am until I started talking. It seems like the first two episodes of my goddamn podcast was like real, real raunchy, real out there. And you know why? Because I felt like that at that time. Okay, I felt like, you know, that was the real me. It turns out I'm only like that when I'm on a sugar high or some bullshit. Okay, because I think back then, I want to say back then, you know, I was still hooked on the sugar. But now that I've been fasting and shit like that, like, I'm still hooked on sugar, don't get me wrong, but I'm just not eating like as big proportions. And it's not because it's by choice. It's literally when you start fasting and shit, especially what you do, what I do, which is 36 hours on and off. Like, 36 hours off. Like, you're not eating for 36 hours. And then once your 36 hour comes, you can eat for 12 hours, which is... Actually, no, wait, is it? Yeah, 12 hours. So, for me, I start eating at 8 p.m. and I stop eating at 8 a.m. Because I do overnight, so that's my schedule. But if you do it like that, you'll notice that your stomach will shrink and you can still eat what you like and lose weight. Which is, there is a scientific study. It's like calories in and calories out, it's all that matters. Apparently, it doesn't fucking matter what you eat. It just matters the amount of calories you eat. However, just so you know, like, I'm pretty sure the same amount of calories in a, let's just say, a Twix bar, okay, you can get the same amount of calories out of, like, five apples, you know? Like, and be honest with yourself. Like, what's going to fill you up? Five apples and one Twix bar. I don't know about you, but that Twix bar ain't going to do shit. It's just going to hold me over till lunch. Anyways, just something to think about. I want my family going, and I don't like sounding like a health guru or nothing like that, but, you know, I just don't want to see, like, people that I care about, you know, lose the battle against food, because food is a drug. It's a drug. It's addictive. We all know, but when you turn that label around, there's fucking more chemicals than it is ingredients. So, again, just spread the word. I don't want people to die from obesity. I'd rather you die from something else than obesity. Anyways, talk to you guys later. It's been real. I appreciate your time. And hopefully I can actually be a better person and fucking give you guys real podcasts one day. All right, later.